it, for instance, that the number of kids from disadvantaged backgrounds in Scotland who go to university is half the number in England?
Well, firstly, the statistics, and I'm not trying to get off the hook on this point, the statistics between Scotland and England are measured in slightly different ways.
But everyone seems to agree on the broad picture.
The numbers of young people from disadvantaged backgrounds going to university is rising. The attainment gap in our schools...
It's hardly rising, if I may say so, First Minister. 1.1%.
It is rising. I've established a widening access to university commission.
It's rising more slowly than in England.
I don't accept that that is the case necessarily. Mm. It is rising and we're determined to see it rise further. More young people from deprived backgrounds go to university than it was the case when we took office. We've got higher employment than anywhere else in the UK. Youth unemployment at the lowest level in a decade.
The financial system that you have put in place for disadvantaged students in Scotland means they get about half the amount of money than if they were living south of the border.
Well, firstly, we've protected free education, so no young person has to pay £9,000 a year in tuition fees to go to university. We've got a good and very competitive package of student support. We've increased student support. George Osborne's just announced that they're going to take grant support away completely and move entirely to loans instead of grants. We are not doing that.
Numeracy and literacy rates in primary school, in primary 4 and primary 7, among poorer families, are shocking and getting worse.
We've seen one survey that shows a decline in literacy levels, but the attainment gap is reducing. Standards in our schools are increasing. You see that with the record exam passes that we've had this year, just as we've had in previous years. So we're doing...
You wouldn't deny there is a problem with literacy and numeracy in Scottish primary schools among disadvantaged kids.
The survey you're talking about showed that 81% of young people either had good or reasonably good literacy levels.
But you then break it down by social level, and it's your own figures, it's your own government's figures. They're pretty shocking.
The 81% was for children from poorer backgrounds, but I don't accept that's good enough. So I believe we've got a record of an education system that is doing well, but I want to see it do even better. I'm not going to, on this or any other issue, and this will be one of the messages to the party conference this week, I'm not going to rest on our laurels. I think we've got a record to be proud of, and we will go into this election defending it vigorously.
We could range across lots of policies. Let's just do one other one, which is the amalgamation of the old 8 police regions into the new Police Scotland, which has not given you the savings that you wanted and has produced some terrible stories about 999 response rates, and you've lost the guy in charge and so forth. That has not gone well.
Well, let me first of all say I think a single police force and creating the single police force was the right thing to do, because it has allowed us to make savings. One chief constable instead of 8 chief constables with all of the attendant bureaucracy that goes with that. So unlike in England, we're not seeing the numbers of police officers on our streets plummet. We are addressing the difficulties that the police service has faced, but there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that moving to a single police force has been the right thing to do.
The fact that you've got a review of it suggests that you also think things have gone wrong. Would you, given your time again, have done this slightly differently?
No, but as in any situation where you make a significant and very far-reaching reform, you have to monitor that and learn lessons.
If Michelle Thompson had been a Labour MP or a Tory MP, you'd be having a field day. If these allegations are proved to be true, what should happen to her?
If she'd been a Labour or Tory MP, I don't know, maybe she would still be in the Tory or the Labour Party in Westminster groups right now. She, and to be fair, voluntarily has resigned the SNP whip at this stage, so she's not currently a member of the SNP. I, as SNP leader, if there is action that requires to be taken as a result of the investigation that is underway,